with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Outgoing Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell credited his party's Senate election success to candidate quality, saying it was absolutely essential. McConnell says he's pleased Republicans will again control the chamber.
I've been the majority leader. I've been the minority leader. Majority's a lot better. And I think, based on the fact that we haven't got all the results in, we certainly already know we're going to be in the majority. We're hopeful that that might actually grow some.
While McConnell credited Donald Trump's campaign operation for the victory, he also chalked up the election results to frustrations with the current Democratic administration. Former President Trump's Democratic rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, called Trump this afternoon to concede the race and congratulate him on his presidential victory. Hurricane Rafael barreling toward Cuba and is forecast to make landfall in western Cuba as a major Category 3 hurricane. Forecasters warn it could bring life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods. National Hurricane Center's senior specialist Daniel Brown says there are tropical storm warnings in effect for portions of the Florida Keys because of Rafael.
They're likely to get some of the outer rain bands, the tropical storm force wind gusts, as we get later today and overnight tonight. The storm is forecast to turn more to the west once it enters the Gulf. And, you know, right now, forecasts have been trending a little more southward. Still something to have to watch along the Gulf Coast.
Cubans are still recovering from another hurricane just 2 weeks ago. Stocks higher, the Dow is up 3.5%. This is SRN News. A satanic display in a French city.
Christians in Toulouse are expressing dismay that local officials financed a so-called street opera dubbed the Guardian of the Temple, complete with gigantic satanic statues bearing the mark of the beast. Other images included burning churches and figures wearing goat's heads. France is officially a secular society, and Christians working for the government cannot even wear a cross on a necklace. Critics point out that Satanism is a religion as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A global gay rights group is boycotting Israel. The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association says it will not consider Tel Aviv as a site for its 2026 conference because of the war in Gaza. The organization has also suspended its Israeli chapter. International outcry against Israel is growing despite the fact that the war was triggered by Hamas. This is SRN News. While a lot of voters were concerned about the economy, gas prices have been going down recently.
A year ago, the nationwide average for a gallon of gas was about $3.42 a gallon. Today, it's $3.10, about 32 cents less. Just in the past month, the price has dropped about 7 cents, says the AAA. Of course, if you're driving on the West Coast, you'll find the highest prices in the nation, $4.53 in California, $4.01 a gallon in Washington State. The lowest prices are in the South, $2.68 on average in Texas, $2.79 a gallon in South Carolina. I'm Rita Foley.
Republican U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert has won in a House district in Colorado, where she moved midway through the election cycle to avoid what would have been a tough reelection bid in her old district. Boebert beat Tricia Calaveris. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.